From Birmingham, Alabama, you're listening to the Flat Picking Pilgrim's Progress. I'm your host, Gary Furr, and I'm so glad to have you with me today. Whether you're sitting in your favorite chair or riding along in the car, I'm glad we're going to get to spend this time together. Standing at a distance. So they stood, not right there where blood and vinegar mingled, smells unbearable, not close enough to hear the weeping or the anguish in his voice, touch the cross or hear the mockers shaming him, not near enough for the soldiers to suspect nor to risk being recognized again and be hauled off themselves. They stood at a distance, while the women cried brokenhearted, devastated, sobbing, and his mother beyond soothing. It was a decent distance from which to observe, very stoic, where grief and fear can be suppressed into icy numbness, still close enough to feel humiliated and ashamed, far enough not to be pointed out and named, empty of honor, filled with horror. I know that distance. I have used it too. One can use it and live there a whole life through. It's a reasonable distance, a manageable pace, having need of only enough space that keeps the crushing emotions fully at bay. But of course, at the price of genuine grace. To stand there requires the cost of real living, of all the life you've been given, so that long before the grave comes for you, you've vanished with barely a trace. They were still there, but not where he was. Not going with him, being with him, following him as he had requested. Just over there, where they could witness the execution without being arrested.
I'm Gary Furr, and this is the Flat Picking Pilgrim's Progress. Thanks for joining me today. You can find my music at gafurr.com, and you can go to my blog site for lots of other information and writings at garyfurr.me, garyfurr.me. Once again, thank you so much. Join me next time on the Flat Picking Pilgrim's Progress.